This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's been nearly 4 months since Champaign officials began installing cameras around town to take pictures of license plates on passing cars. The Champaign City Council approved the installation of the plate readers last December for a 2-year trial. So far, 28 of the 46 readers have been installed on Champaign streets. In this conversation with Sydney Wood of the Illinois Student Newsroom, Champaign Police's Interim Deputy Chief of Operations, Kevin Olmstead, talks about what plate readers are and what he hopes they will do for the community.
How would you explain the purpose of automated license plate readers for people who don't know what they're used for?
Automatic license plate readers, they capture an image of a passing vehicle, and the technology reads the image for several data points, including the license plate information, vehicle characteristics such as color, make, and body style. It's sort of a witness that we can go to and look at for information as far as the vehicles that are going through an area at a particular time that a crime occurs, that will ultimately, assist us in investigating criminal incidents and lead to more arrests and make the community safer.
The license plate readers were installed back in May. So how many investigations have been launched that used the license plate readers since that point?
Officers have increasingly been using them for, crimes such as robberies, burglaries, vehicle thefts. They've been well used for those. We've recovered 9 stolen vehicles using the ALPRs since the inception. Over the last couple of years, we've seen an increase in the violent crime, which includes shootings, and officers are using them for that investigation as well.
The department is prioritizing putting plate readers in areas that have experienced increased gun violence in recent years. So what areas is the department focusing on, or what areas have more plate readers?
That just goes back to crime data. We went back and researched for over the last 5 years, which areas were experiencing those higher crime areas. Generally, it is the northern, northwestern, and southwestern areas. We don't actually position the cameras inside the neighborhoods. They're actually on the outside of the neighborhoods because that's where the vehicles are entering and or leaving from. So it's generally not going to capture a vehicle that's involved in a crime right at that specific location. It's the entry and exit points to a particular neighborhood.
What data do you have for how effective the plate readers have been in helping the department solve crimes after they've occurred?
I've logged approximately between 25 and 30 what we would deem successful resolutions to incidents. That's based on information that I've received from officers regarding the successful use. So they've used the ALPR during the investigation of an incident. It's only one piece of the investigation. It's not the only piece. It's just one little part of the investigation. We're still relying on witnesses, surveillance video, and just good old investigative skills to solve crimes.
That was Champaign Police's Interim Deputy Chief of Operations, Kevin Olmstead, speaking with student journalist Sydney Wood. Olmstead says the city is in the process of finishing the installation of the 46 plate readers.